As the governor and legislators wrangle over what to do with some of the federal stimulus dollars, other pots of stimulus money are headed directly to communities here. More than 24 community health centers throughout Alaska are slated to receive a total of $3.6 million. Senator Lisa Murkowski announced the breakdown of funds today. The money is coming from the Department of Health and Human Services. Murkowski says the funds will go to 26 centers and help expand services, add providers, and more.
Allow for greater access within the communities, building some additional facilities, and then with these funds that will be made available, just the opportunities to better meet the not only the health care needs, but kind of the expanded health needs, whether it's behavioral health, but really being able to meet the needs in our rural communities particularly.
Murkowski says the funds are significant since Alaskans face huge challenges getting access to local health care. Alaska's senior senator did not vote in favor of President Obama's stimulus package, but supports elements of it. The Obama administration estimates that the money headed to Alaska's health centers will create or keep 87 jobs and provide care for more than 16,000 new patients and nearly 7,500 new uninsured patients. Upwards of $100,000 is going to the Bethel Family Clinic, the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association, and Galena. The Bristol Bay Borough in Naknek and Kotzebue's Manilik Association will also receive nearly $120,000. The Anchorage Neighborhood Health Center will receive the biggest chunk at $242,000. Senator Mark Begich's office also announced this week Alaska's in line to receive $26 million in energy efficiency block grants if communities apply for it. The Department of Energy money includes $12 million that could go to 200 tribes in the state. Millions more are slated for Alaska cities and boroughs, but the dollar amounts are available money. Senator Begich's spokeswoman Julie Haskett says communities must go to the Energy Department website and apply to take it.
They should just go onto the website and get the information to submit their application. The money is there. There is an allocation for Alaska. It's a significant allocation. So it's great if they could just get online and get through that application process, because we want to make sure that folks get the money that's due them and is sitting and waiting for them to get.
Communities and tribes do not need a green light from the governor or the state to apply for or take this money. It will go directly to the applicants. Anchorage could receive more than $2.5 million, the Mat-Su Borough a $250,000, and the Kenai Peninsula more than $190,000. The Fairbanks Borough and City could get up to $410,000, and $50,000 is available for Haines, the Ketchikan Gateway Borough, the Kodiak Island Borough, the North Slope Borough, and the Denali Borough, among others. Haskett says once cities, boroughs, and tribes apply, the money can be dispersed.
What we're seeing now is stimulus money is actually starting to come out, being released by the departments, and this whole goal of creating jobs, stimulating the economy, and putting real money in the pockets of Alaskans is happening. And particularly with energy, when folks are paying such high energy costs, this is going to be an opportunity for some of this grant money to be used for retrofits and other energy projects that hopefully are going to end up in reducing energy bills.
Eligible projects include retrofits to buildings and lightening, renewable energy projects, and creation of revolving efficiency funds. Included in the Department of Energy block grants is about $9.5 million that would go to the state itself. Governor Palin has not accepted that money, but the legislature may try to.